Soldiers on Life's Battlefield, June 6. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. When souls are converted, their salvation is not yet accomplished. They then have the race to run, the arduous struggle is before them to fight the good fight of faith. The battle is lifelong, and must be carried forward with determined energy proportionate to the value of the object you are in pursuit of, which is eternal life. Satan is ever seeking to destroy, he is casting his hellish shadow between our souls and the light of the Sun of Righteousness. When you talk doubts, and distrust your heavenly Father's love, Satan comes in and deepens the impression, and that which is shadowed is made the blackness of despair. Now, your only hope is to cease talking darkness. In dwelling on the dark side, you cast away your confidence in God, and this is just what Satan wants you to do. He wants to sift you as wheat, but Jesus is making intercession for you, his love is broad and deep. Perhaps you will say, "How do you know he loves me?" I look where you may look, to the cross of Calvary. That blood shed upon the cross cleanseth from all sin. We are daily working out our destiny. We have a crown of eternal life to win, a hell to shun. We certainly cannot save ourselves, and we know that Christ wants us to be saved. He gave his own life that he might pay the ransom for our souls. When he has made this infinite sacrifice, he does not regard us with indifference. We want to cling to the way, the truth, and the life. We have a living Savior, a living intercessor, one who will help us in every time of need. When tempted to go into the dark cave of doubt and despair, sing, "Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off thy guilty fears, the bleeding sacrifice in thy behalf appears, before the throne my surety stands, my name is written in his hands."